Hi. For the sake of the stenographer, I just wanted to say that I've submitted my comments in writing. My first line will be in Abenaki, the original language of New Hampshire. Don't try to spell it. Kwai, Ndelewazi, Saligul, Ndai, Manadnak, Nwikiak, Massasikam. I am the chair of my name is Sherry Gould. I was born in Peterborough, and I live in Warner, New Hampshire. I am the chair of the New Hampshire Commission on Native American Affairs. The commission was formed in 2010 by the New Hampshire legislature under RSA 21K24, in part to review and study local, state, and federal issues that are common to Native Americans and persons of Native American descent who are residing in New Hampshire. I'm here to speak regarding the cultural and historic resource part of the EIS, resources impacted by the project. The July 2010 amended application states that the initial citing was based on GIS data that was reviewed on page 28, and on page 31, I quote, "To date, evaluation of the new portions of the proposed route has been based primarily on a desktop analysis of the existing natural and cultural resource data. The route for this project goes through the heart of Abenaki country," and I'll say I'm glad all of our new neighbors really like the heart of this state as well, but it is the heart of Abenaki country. The New Hampshire Commission on Native American Affairs has requested to be joined as an interested stakeholder, and our request has never been acknowledged. The New Hampshire Commission on Native American Affairs works with four state recognized Abenaki tribes and two federal Abenaki tribes, the Abenaki Alliance and the Wabanaki Nation. None of these tribes have been enjoined as interested stakeholders. It is a mistake to believe that the use of archaeological GIS data can replace the knowledge and participation of Abenaki people in a project of this magnitude that could disrupt village sites and burial locations of our people. It is also a mistake to turn to tribes outside the Abenaki homeland to sign off on matters that impact Abenaki country. I urge you to bring the Abenaki voice to the table in the EIS. Thank you.